wait a minute, what's going on here? Is this a podcast?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, this is... Do it over. Is this...
No, we're recording. This is episode 70...
We're locked in now.
79 is what Zane told me.
79, dude!
Of Cracking the Spine, and this is the 79th week we've been recording.
Yeah.
Straight. Yeah. No break.
No breaks at all.
Nothing's happened.
Yep. Sean here.
Zane.
The other guy.
No one cares about you. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
No one listens to the show for Josh.
I don't even care about me.
No one listens to the show if it was not for Josh.
Yay! I'm important somehow.
You solved the joke.
But you got the internet fame. Anyway. Hey, everybody.
Don't sip your tea that loud. God. It's getting rusty.
You drinking tea?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. I figured, what would a book reader drink?
Well,
hot tea.
Welcome to episode 79 of Cracking the Spine. Zane, what are you reading?
I am reading Black Moon by Kenneth Calhoun.
Okay.
What is it about?
That rhymes.
Zane?
Black Moon, Kenneth Calhoun.
It does rhyme.
We'll find out soon what it's about for...
Before noon.
There you go. Thanks, Josh.
I like cartoons.
High five.
That was a terrible high five.
I think it picked up on the mic.
Shh, Zane's talking.
I'm trying. It's about like an epidemic.
Nope. Pass.
Insomnia?
Have it. Don't need it. Ooh.
It's been a weird week to pick up this book, honestly.
Well, that would happen
this
week.
Go on.
But, I don't know. I've considered giving up on it, not because of, like, the book itself, but because I was like, I think I want something more, like, totally separate from, like, a broken wasteland.
Yeah. We're going to have plenty of broken wastelands soon enough.
You know, lots of people, like, having trouble sleeping this week and stuff. Anyway.
Just in case you've missed the election results, Broken Wasteland won. As opposed to the counter-argument, which was maybe Broken Wasteland.
The counter-argument
in retrospect,
was...
I kind of regret saying Broken Wasteland only because that seems like a weird, like... As opposed to, like, the fully functioning...
Wasteland? As a fully... Yeah, fully
right.
Anyway, it's kind of like a zombie book, except they're not zombies.
Werewolves.
They're plagued by insomnia.
So vampires?
Yeah, vampires have insomnia.
Sleepy zombies?
Well, no, because they never sleep.
Ever? That would be awesome. If I could take a pill that made me never
sleep. According to this book, it's not awesome.
That would suck balls. Are you kidding me?
It would be great. I would get so
much
done.
To never sleep would be great?
It would be so fun.
Fuck you.
It's kind of interesting. I like the people who don't sleep.
Like Josh?
The way that they talk is really fun to read. The way
How
he writes
do it.
Well, because they're like incoherent.
Like Josh?
I don't know.
So there's all these... It's fun. It's fun dialogue to read. I'm about halfway through. I'm going to stick with it, I think.
All right.
I like it.
We are halfway through the Broken Wasteland. You gotta
figure out what happens.
We haven't even approached the beginning of the Broken Wasteland.
No, not in real life.
Oh, okay.
In the book.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Make some metaphors.
Totally. We're going to do that a lot tonight. It's been a while since last week's episode.
Sean, what are you reading?
I have just finished a book called The Graveyard Apartment.
Okay.
By, his name is, it's a Japanese novelist, mm-hmm. and it's translated from Japanese. His name is Mariko Koike.
Okay.
I'm probably mispronouncing that horribly.
Okay.
And it's a horror novel, and Zane, I meant to bring it tonight to loan to you, and I forgot. So, agreed.
Agreed. You forgot something? What an idiot.
Right? Yeah, I'm awful. It's a story about a family that buys an apartment, and the apartment is in this brand new building that is built like in a right outside of a graveyard that has been there for a long time. Anyway, it's a very Japanese novel.
Okay.
Okay.
It's translated from Japanese, and it's very culturally, like, dyed in that wool.
Gotcha. I know what you're saying.
I finished it today. It's good. It's not mind-blowing.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring it to Zane because I want your opinion on it. I'm going to loan it to you.
Okay. Well, you can give it to me next week.
It's a quick read. It's only about 300 pages.
Well, I can finish it by February.
right after you finish, we'll get to that. It's, it was good. It was good. I was hoping for a little bit better.
Did you think that it suffered from being translated?
I think that it suffered from me, yes, yeah.
Was there an Oni in it? Did it follow someone around? I know that's a ghost I know about from animes.
An Oni?
Yeah, they, like, follow you around.
No, that's not what the, what it, like, it's not an Oni story. It's like a poltergeist story. It's people move into a new apartment, but the apartment is built on a burial ground, and it's haunted.
You didn't move the bodies.
You only moved the headstones. Why? But,
oh, Coach.
Craig T. Coach.
But it was very, like, the dialogue between the characters and the interactions, like, that go on are very culturally dyed in the wool.
Okay.
Like, it's a very Japanese novel.
Okay.
A lot of bowing.
A lot of
procedure.
A lot of procedure is the way I would go with it. Yeah, a lot of procedure and a lot of deference to cultural norms.
Okay.
Not what I expected. Kind of spooky.
Where did you pick it up?
It was given to me by someone that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
Maybe it was haunted and they needed to get rid of it. And now you're haunted. Oh, that's a cool book.
The blurb that I read about it set it up to be much scarier than it is.
Sounds like a ghost would say.
Yeah. This dude's haunted as shit right now. I can see it in his haunted eyes.
The blurb I read about it made it up to be much scarier than it is.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to episode 79 of Cracking the Spine. Sean, and I'm not haunted.
Damn. Sounds like a poltergeist. Josh, what are you reading?
I've been reading a lot of nonfiction called The News.
Just as scary, if not scarier.
It's like a haunted book about a haunted graveyard that is what's happening. Nothing. Taking a break from reading stuff.
It's okay. It's only been a week.
It's only been a week.
Yeah, well, it's been a long week. I mean, you know.
Took a week off.
Have you done anything with Devil in the White City?
It's on my table.
Do you think you're going to finish it before the movie comes
out? Yeah, I want to. That's the goal.
Okay, that's not what I asked.
Here's the thing. Yes, here's the thing. My mom started reading the Game of Thrones, so now I talk to my mom about the Game of Thrones book, but I watched the show.
Why do you say Game of Thrones? Why do you say Game of Thrones?
The Game of Thrones?
No, it's
the
Game of Thrones.
Part time.
The Game of Thrones.
Cracking the Spine.
Oh, man, what an idiot.
Seriously, who invited this guy on?
So fun to be back here with a poltergeist and an idiot.
What a week it's been.
Oh my God.
Thanks to you guys for hanging in for a week. And boy, do we have something to talk about right after this break.
Episode 79 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Haunted Sean.
Damn.
Boo.
This
Why are you booing?
This poltergeist is salty.
What do you mean
I'm not booing. I'm a ghost.
A
I'm
ghost.
Saying.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa!
I'm not gonna boo my own podcast.
I thought you were booing like me or something. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Not on the show. I'll boo you off the air. Anywho, Zane, what in the shit are we talking about?
Tonight we're talking about a topic submitted by Banjo Story on the Reddit.
Banjo Story.
Nicely done. Mixed between Klaxon and fucking Banjo Story.
Have we been on a break? Not in here. We haven't. I'm pointing to my head.
It's only been a week, y'all.
Banjo Story asked, has being on a podcast about books changed the way you approach reading?
Nope. That's what's the next topic?
That's exactly what Josh said earlier when I suggested this topic.
I said yes. Because now I feel guilty about every time I don't read anything.
I mean, I understand the question.
Uh-huh.
I do. And I feel like, I glibly say no, but I will say more definitively, no.
Okay.
But I also feel like I have to defend my...
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, not just for Banjo Story this week. I have to defend... On a weekly basis, because we do this weekly.
Every single week,
yeah,
without fail.
Definitely.
What it is that I read.
Yeah.
Like, between you guys.
I don't feel like that at all, because I feel like whatever you read is probably good, because you read a lot. Is that weird?
Yeah, that...
You're like my teacher, and, like, you read stuff, and I'm just like, oh, it's probably good then. See? That's a compliment.
Well, no. I don't feel like I read differently... Because I'm on the show, because we do the show, I feel like I talk about what I read differently.
Right.
Because normally, I mean, you know, 79 weeks ago, because that's how long we've been doing the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You could set your watch to it.
I didn't talk about
right
what I read and why I read it and what it meant to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't change the way I read. It just changes the way that I... interact with the books that I'm reading. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I know what you're saying. I think it changed the way I read, because I feel like I have to find stuff to read more, and it puts me in a weird
place. I'm sorry,
place.
Is this you reading more?
No, I that's the let me get to the thing.
I wasn't gonna say it, but I know where you're... I feel like I know
And then
you're...
it turns into, like, a thing, and I'm like, oh, and I get frustrated. I just get so frustrated.
Like, do you feel... Do you... genuine question,
yeah.
And there's no wrong answer. Do you feel, like, beholden to either Zane or I or the audience to read more, or...
I don't feel beholden. That's not the right word. I feel like I'm letting you down. I don't care about the audience. I'm sorry.
That's okay. They don't care about you either.
Clearly.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I want to talk about stuff that I like, but I just, it's so hard for me to find that stuff. Like, I don't know. I just feel lost sometimes.
So you feel like...
going through a crisis here.
You feel like you don't read as much because you genuinely can't find things you like reading?
Yeah. Maybe I'm picky, or, like, I feel like something's wrong with me. Like, maybe, like, I'm not, like, doing something right, or I don't, like, give things a chance, or I'm too, like,
just... Well, I think there's also, like, Zane, you can weigh in. I feel like there's an onus that is put on us. We did it to ourselves. Like a responsibility that we've created for ourselves that... You know, you have to read to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
And I feel like the listeners, you know, if I can gauge from the Reddit and from emails that we get.
Oh, wow.
Someone didn't turn their phone off.
Man, every show, Sean's like, did you silence your phones? Anyway, keep going.
That was my phone telling me that I have to go to bed. I'm not kidding. I feel like there's a, like, this... expectation that we put on ourselves, and maybe it's my fault because, you know, it's my baby that I created this show, that we have to be responsible to the audience to say, like, this week I've read this book, and next week I'm going to read this next book.
But I think, like, in Josh's case, we get a lot of feedback from listeners that they're sort of comforted, in a way, by the fact that Josh is not... maybe, like, a super strong reader, like, you're not sitting down and doing, like, two books a week. Like, that reassures a lot of people that you can be interested in reading and consider reading to be a hobby and something that you enjoy, but not be voracious.
Well, when I, like, find something I like, I read it to, like, no end. Like, I just read it like crazy. But that's the thing. It's like drugs. It's like a drug. And, like, I'm chasing that dragon all the time, you know what I mean? And if I don't like it, it's like, well, where's the heroin? You know, like, where's the heroin book? I need the heroin. I don't want this, like, other thing. You know what I mean? I'm addicted to heroin. I'm not. It's not funny.
That's not funny.
No, but, I feel like there's a, you know, we put an expectation on, I know I put an expectation on myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, Zane, you're kind of in the same boat where, like, we're really – and, Josh, I don't mean to diminish your inability to read or finish books.
Or do anything.
But you suck and we rule. Keep going, Sean.
But, like, we're – you know, we're very voracious readers.
Yeah.
And we love what we love.
Ghosts, and
we
werewolves.
Finish the books –
mm-mm. What?
Ghosts, werewolves.
Mm-mm, no werewolves. Ghosts, yes.
Ghosts.
I love some ghost stories, but I also like, you know, other stuff that we talked about on the show. Like, no, I'm serious. Like,
I'm serious too.
No, but I do, I definitely think that I get, I am very motivated to read by the show. I feel like I do have a responsibility to kind of keep plowing through books and, like, keep up with a certain pace. I would like to do, like, a book a week. I definitely do not.
And there was a period of time on this show when we were all doing, even you, Josh, a book a week. Like, we were...
Yeah.
But, like, things have, you know, the situation of the world has changed.
I like that. I like... That's what I like about being on the podcast is it...
Gives you
motivates
structure.
Me to read. Like, there's a lot of times where I have a book that I'm reading, but I'm not always super motivated to sit down and make myself read it because there's so many other things that I could do, you know? And I'm like, well, I could just play video games, or I could just, you know, like, if I have a couple hours to myself, like, there's other things that I could be doing. And so, you know, reading isn't necessarily always one of them that I, like, really, really want to do. But being on the show, you know, even though we record so religiously every week, some weeks it's like...
Weekly.
You know, like, if we're not meeting, like, on the same day every single week, I might not read as much. So, like, I've only finished, like, two books, like, in the last month and a half.
No, yeah, it's...
You
it's,
make me
No, but
sick.
I'm just saying, I didn't even really start picking up this book that I'm on now until, like, last week, because we had talked about recording. And
I'm
I was like, oh, I should start reading.
Dude, I'm the same way, because I finished the book that we were talking about, the Graveyard Apartment, and I started a book, like, 3 weeks before that, and even though we record every week... No, we don't. Guys, I'm gonna pull back the curtain.
No.
Oh my god.
It's
oh
been a
my
while.
God. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's been a while. And I feel like the podcast is this weird kind of book club that I'm a part of, where we don't all agree to read the same book.
Yeah.
But we all agree that, you know, weekly or however often we show up to do the show, we at least agree that, like, the basic tenet is we put a couple of pages or paragraphs behind us and we can talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, maybe because I like stories and, like, how stories are written and stuff, that I can, like, always talk about this stuff, and it's something I'm really interested in, but, like, I just... Man, like, I'm like that kid in school who just, like, won't do his homework.
Right.
Like, I just won't do, like, it's like, what's my problem? What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with you. And like, I, you know, we've had you on, you've been on the show long enough that it's not just, you know, I'm not carrying, you know, we're not carrying you. You.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter if you read or don't read.
Also, again, you definitely bring something to the table. Like, the fact that we have three different appetites for reading,
I think, is
very important.
I'm chocolate.
I love chocolate. To the people who listen to the show, and, you know, they are free to correct me on this, but there's a lot of people who started listening to the show and were sort of hesitant about it because they weren't sure if a podcast about reading was for them. And they were very, very reassured when they found out that one of the hosts also has like a very laid back approach to reading and is very picky about what they read and might not read that much. Like, we get a lot of feedback that specifically says that, like, I, you know, I assume everyone who listens to the show enjoys reading on some level, but people are very comforted by the fact that you struggle with finding something that you enjoy reading, or you struggle with finishing a book. Like, yeah, people genuinely like that.
I would say that, like, if not the majority, certainly the plurality of people that listen to the show, Josh, come down on the same side of you, which is, like, you know, I love the idea of reading, and at some point in my past, books were important, and, you know, I've heard from people that there's this like guilt that is associated with, I don't read as much as I used to, or I don't read as much as I think I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
And, you know, making you the whipping boy, Josh.
Yeah, my life so story.
Because you're still on a book that you started like, what, 10 months ago?
It might have been like 50 years ago. When did the book, when is the book set in? Like 1912 it starts out.
Yeah.
That's when I started it.
And that's pretty much when we started the podcast on a weekly basis, like 1912. Because we do it weekly.
Every single week.
Once a week.
That math makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think that my, well, it's hard to say. I was going to, what I started to say was, I don't think that my reading habits have changed because of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm...
Well, I don't feel like that either with you guys. Like, I don't know. I feel like you guys always read a lot, and it's like stepping into the ring with Muhammad Ali. Like, I can't. I don't want... Zane's gonna hit me.
Wait, is Zane Muhammad Ali or...
Both of you. Like, you guys read a lot. Like, a lot. And, like, I'm jealous. I wish I could just, like... I mean, I can. I physically am capable of doing it, but, like, you know.
Wait.
You know me.
Josh.
What?
Are you illiterate?
Yes.
Are we hitting a breakthrough here? Is this a very special cracking the spine? Do-de-do-do.
That's the song. That's the music that plays.
Episode 79. Josh can't read. But no, it's I started to say I don't think that doing this show has changed my reading habits. However, I will also say that my life has changed a lot since I started doing this show 79 weeks ago.
Yeah.
To the day.
It's like that old saying, boy, what a 79 weeks ago can make.
Like, I used to work in an independent bookstore, and reading was kind of my job.
Yeah.
Also selling, but now I'm working for a publishing company where selling is my job, and I don't really read.
Yeah. Do you think that that's, like, do you find that, like, you enjoy it less, though?
I find that I don't have as much time for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because more... What I do now is time-consuming and much more focused than what I used to do.
Yeah. I find that with video games, like, I don't know, like, I think a lot of people think that I just, like, oh, I play, and I do play a lot of video games, right. But, like, I don't play a lot of video games that I like for fun, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and, but when I find one that I like, I play the crap out of it. And, like, I'm very deliberate in my life, like, I like things that I like, and, like, I'll try new things, but, like, if I like something a lot, like, I'll spend more time on that.
No, but your persona, your internet...
Right, right. People,
quote unquote, fame is that you're the video game playing guy.
Which I do, I have played a lot of them, but I don't, it's not like, I'm like, oh boy, right. You know what I mean? Like, I get to play this game. Like, I don't always feel that way about it. Like, sometimes I just don't like it, because I don't, you know?
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And that's how I am with books, though, too. Like, sometimes I'll, like, start something and I'll be like.
Actually, I was about to say, that's how I am with books. Like, mm-hmm. You know, there's this assumption from the 15 people that care, that, like, I'm Johnny Book Guy, and
well, you did change your name to Johnny Book Guy recently. Yeah.
Well, we're waiting for the paperwork to go through.
Spoilers.
Anywho.
Spoilers.
Like, I don't necessarily, you know, I don't read every week. I don't finish a book a week, and I don't, like, love everything that I read.
Right.
So you know, I'm not the Josh Henderson of books.
I would say you are.
Oh. I am the Josh Henderson of books.
What does that mean?
It means Josh Henderson is synonymous with coolest dude.
Oh,
coolest dude of books.
I'm the coolest dude. I'm the Josh Hendersons of Josh Hendersons.
Zane, what does that make you?
I'm the bridge.
Muhammad Ali.
Wait, the bridge?
Yeah, I'm the bridge. You don't remember that?
Oh, because she makes.
It was
us
only a
be
couple
normal.
Of weeks ago.
Now that you said it, I do remember it because it was just like what, like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This is the point where we're going to turn this into a clip show.
Yep. But let's take a little break.
John and Josh.
I'm Josh. Josh here.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
What's part three about?
Facebook.
Twitter.
Wait, have we received any interesting emails lately?
Yeah, we got a great email from listener Patrick German.
Germany.
Who
save that one.
Mentioned he was He was an English major.
Yeah.
And loved reading, but apparently was bogged down at certain points in his academic career
mm-hmm.
by professors or teachers that sucked the joy out of reading.
Let's call them the man.
Which is what we had talked about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We kind of were talking about it this episode.
It's come up.
But his is kind of an interesting perspective because it's similar to a lot of my friends who went to art schools. When you love something so much that you decide to major in it, a lot of times what college or university does is they just kill that for you. They kill all the passion that you had. So you know, you spend so long having to work really hard at it, and it's... you know, it's not something that you do for fun.
Soul-crushing,
yeah, it's not something that you do
word.
For, like, self-expression. It's something that you have to do.
So, case in point, he said, I received a B.A. in English in English language, and B.A. stands for, of course, B.A. Baracus from the A-Team.
I ain't read no book, animal.
In December of 2009, the course of that degree relies entirely on your ability to pull tiny details out of a work, which we, you know, came up.
Uh-huh.
And then be able to write about them at length. And then he says, hell, I had a professor who wrote a 250-page essay on a single word in Beowulf.
Yeah.
And then he said, I assume his marriage is loveless. The problem with that, I'm quoting here, the problem with that is, in the almost 7 years since completing that degree, I have never been able to stop thinking critically about what I read. Yeah. I would, caps, love to stop analyzing every damn word on the page, but I completely lack the ability to do so because I can't turn my brain off. At this point, I essentially cannot read for pleasure because I do not enjoy what I read. This leads me to essentially not reading at all. I'm pretty sure that after catching up on your backlogged episodes, Josh has read more this year than I.
Whoa!
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
I'm pretty sure that teacher got a BS on that essay for bullshit, because you can't write 250 pages about one word. That's crazy.
250 pages on a word.
What word was it? I want to know what word it is.
Eskimo.
They don't have Eskimos available.
Anybody from Heather's? Anyway. All right.
I got it.
Thank you, Zane. You didn't acknowledge it.
Christian Slater.
I didn't have time to. Jesus.
They play croquet in that movie.
But it's a fucked up thing that the educational system has gotten people to a point like he has that you can't enjoy reading anymore.
And it's so crucial to read and to like reading. It doesn't matter what you read, but you know,
it's almost like reading is fundamental, Zane.
All right.
No, I'm sorry.
Facebook. Twitter.
Ah, fuck. I'm kidding. No, finish what you were saying.
No, I just, it's so fundamental. No, but it's just a shame that, you know, with reading especially, that we inadvertently end up kind of crushing it for people. But I felt that way.
It's hard enough to get people to read,
you know. In college and stuff, too. You know, anything that you care about going into college. College makes pretty damn sure that, like, you don't fucking care, hate right. you don't by the care. Time
it's
you
like,
leave.
Yeah. It's like the job of every professor to make you not give a fuck about what you used to care about.
You know, like, it's for me in college, it was the, you have to do this. It has to be done. I mean, I even remember being in, like, art classes in high school, and it was like, well, you need 12 pieces by the end of the semester. And, like, and I get it, because if I was a professional artist, you would have to produce, like, certain amounts of works by a certain time. I get why they do that, but also all it made me do was, like, what if I can't do that? I don't want to do that. Right. You know, like, it just...
I had a film teacher say that...
You just worry about the dread. Like, you wait for the...
Well, and then it's also like...
I only did 11.
I have to do it, even if it's not good, even if I don't like it, even if I don't care about this piece. Like, I remember in that it was an AP art class, and it was like, well, I guess I'll do another fucking still life. You know, like, shit that I didn't want to sell or display, but that's what you end up doing. I hate drawing
apples, man.
Everyone hates drawing apples.
I stopped art after, like, 7th grade, because I can't do any of it.
You can draw those, like, goldfishes that you do.
Thank you for that.
Can you draw a star? I can do that.
Facebook.
Twitter. Email. crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
Good job.
Yep.
You remember.
The Twitter is crackingthespinepod.
Nope. At Cracking Spine.
At
Cracking Spine.
Twitter has at in front of it. Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter has at in front of it.
Yep. And feel free to drop by the Reddit. I guess.
Why?
I go on it. Well,
I go on it. Oh, you're not on it. Is that the joke?
No, it's been so productive of late.
Well, they will be when this comes out.
Yeah.
But I will say a special shout out to our listeners who are still hitting us up on email and Facebook and Twitter and the Reddit.
And
even though these are very long weeks.
I'm going to give a special shout out to
Mr. People 25.
Mr. People 25, who is the person that started our Reddit, our subreddit, who has done yeoman's work to keep our Reddit, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dope active? As fuck.
Active and cordial and...
Dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck.
That's hashed, that's hyphenated.
Yeah.
Write an essay about that 250 page words.
Cool. All right, so we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait.
Undoubtedly.
7 days from now.
Exactly that amount of time.
We love you.
Thank you.
We'll never go away.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.